News Talk ZB, it's now 5:19, so will we or won't we get a deal on the TPP? Well, it's the top of the agenda for New Zealand and the government at this weekend's APEC conference in Vietnam, and Trade Minister David Parker is with me, and Minister, thank you for your time, I appreciate it. So how close is this deal? Is it going to get done? I think you had a deal last night and then you didn't. What happened?
Well, we had a deal at a ministerial level, and everyone thought it had been agreed. And then, it was quite late at night, ministers left the room, and something had either been lost in translation, something went wrong, and the deal was denied by one of the parties. So it's trying to be resurrected by various parties. We've already done very well to protect some of the things that are important to New Zealanders, as you'll be aware that we've protected the right of the New Zealand government to ban foreign buyers of New Zealand existing homes. We're trying to narrow some of these dispute settlement processes, and we're having some but not total success on that front. We've preserved market access for our exporters into important overseas markets like Japan so far. So things are looking hopeful, but it's not yet in the bag.
Right, so you believe you're going to get some movement, do you, on the investor dispute mechanism?
Yes, we've given a direction to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs not to agree these clauses in future. So obviously very late in the piece for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, we've still managed, we hope, to narrow the scope and have some bilateral arrangements on with individual countries that those provisions will not apply as between us. So already we've have agreements which effectively mean that 80% of coming from TPP countries is not covered by those dispute mechanisms.
Japan is reported as strongly opposed to removing the ISDS, so how would you get on with them?
That's true, that is their position, so they're not one of the parties that we have a bilateral arrangement with.
Minister, is it likely a deal will get across the line, that it will be signed?
Well, we are hopeful. Obviously, you can't predict whether it will. I think the concern of many of the parties is that if it starts to unravel, these things can unravel permanently. There are trade advantages to this in New Zealand. Obviously, we have to sell exports to the rest of the world in order to pay for the TVs, cars, computers and medicines we use in New Zealand. So we're doing our best. It's not us that is blocking the consensus.
No, but it's crunch time this afternoon. Is it? You believe it could be resolved this afternoon?
We'll know at the end of the afternoon. If it's not this afternoon, then it's obviously too late for this particular round of negotiations.
Oh, really? So if it's not done and dusted today, it's over, is it? You come away without
not,
anything?
Not over. That's right. Come out away without anything on this. Here's hoping.
And is it your intention to suck it up and sign even if the ISDS remains?
We've made significant progress on that front. We're not going to get everything that we want. We've already changed the tack of negotiations for the future. We're reasonably satisfied as to where we've got to, but we can't really discuss the detail of that unless the negotiation concludes.
Understand. Minister, thank you very much for your time. I know it's precious, and I do appreciate it. That is the Trade Minister, David Parker, from Vietnam. News Talk ZB, it is now 5:23.